Now today, teaching, Tantrayana. So Tantrayana, and I think, and Mahayana in general, and particularly Tantrayana, since ancient time, it remained a little bit controversial. Firstly, before Nagarjuna come, they already certain sort of view, Mahayana or this sutra, like Panchaparamita Sutra, didn't taught by Buddha. So Nagarjuna and Ranamala, you see, he emphasizes this is authentic Buddhist teaching. Some reasons mentioned. Then Maitreya Bodhisattva also, you see, actually Kasa Dodhien
Sutra Alankara.
Ka
Sutra
Alankara. Sutra Alankara, one chapter, I think second chapter, actually, you see, explain the Panchaparamita Sutra is authentic Buddhist teaching. And then Pavibhika, the talk about.
Tarka
Tarka
Jwala.
Tarka,
Tarka the Bhagavad-gita, really great scholar. Although his view about Shunyata criticized by some other Madhyamaka philosopher, it is quite true. So in any way, so in his writing, you see, he's very detailed explain it is authentic Buddhist teaching. Then Shantideva also, you see, argued that. So it shows, you see, before Nagarjuna come, already some kind of certain different views or controversial. For example, you see, one reason in Vinaya, Bhikshu, is the highest sort of kasuta
and order.
Ka?
Highest order.
No. So monk is a very, very sort of kasuta. No.
Revered highly. Revered highly.
Revered. Oh. Then Bodhisattva Yana, the lay Bodhisattvas and the female Bodhisattvas. Bodhisattva Vow, also no differences. Sex, right?
No.
Like that. And then, also, you see, Dharmakaya, or Sambhogakaya, you see, these things, you see, just mental sort of projection, not reality, that kind of sort of argument. So, detail explain, and detail kasota, kasopana. Response, right?
Responsible.
Explain all these things. And then Tantrayana. Of course, you see, there are common practice in the Hindu Tantrayana, Hindu Tantra, or mantra, or Buddhist mantra. Then, you see, so therefore, see, now these are a controversial thing, even today in Taiwan and also in China. You see, some people sort of emphasize Mahayana is not true teaching of Buddha. And in some cases, I think they, those countries will follow the Pali tradition. Also sometimes a little bit of the kasuta, skeptical, like that. And then Tantrayana. Although Tantrayana, you see, flourished in China and Japan, and also I think Korea. Vietnam, I'm not very sure. I think the Tantrayana may be there. So in Japan, I know the Triya Tantra, or Upa Tantra, Yoga Tantra. These are common in Japan. Of course, in Japanese Buddhist tradition, the Zen, and then Kasa Jyoti, the Mikyo Tantrayana. So in these, you see, Buddhist countries, you see, it seems, you see, they follow separately Zen, separate Mikyo, Tantrayana, separate. In Tibet case, Vinaya practice is the basis. Then the Bodhisattvayana, mainly the training of altruism and six parameters simultaneously. On top of that, the tantric practice also, you see, include. So one person simultaneously practice all three kasoda yana, like that. Now the Tantrayana. You see, still some scholar. Now I think one occasion in America, one scholar. You see, he we just used to talk, casual talk. And I mentioned Nagarjuna, among Nagarjuna's writing, Dokunetiva.
Sutra Samuchaya.
Oh, I mentioned that. Then that scholar say, no, that did not wrote by Nagarjuna. Because some of the sutras which mentioned there is come later, not Nagarjuna's time. Then I respond the Kasa.
Abhayakara.
Abhayakara Kasa means consent. Abhayakara. Tajagarva. Abhayakara. Great scholar. You see, he wrote a commentary about the Nagarjuna's Kasati.
The Sutra Samuchaya.
Oh. So he didn't sort of express doubt whether this is Nagarjuna's work or not. So that scholar didn't see that. Then he remained quiet. And then some occasion in Delhi, one sort of conference about the authenticity of Mahayana. Then I mentioned, I really feel, as far as Buddha Dharma is concerned, I think Indian should know better than Western scholars, number one. Then Nagarjuna and those great sort of scholars which I mentioned their name, these are Indians. And then the time Nagarjuna, only after 400 years after Buddha. Compare nowadays, you see, over 2,000 years, 2,500 years. So the time also, you see, kasa, near to Buddha.
Closer.
Closer to Buddha. Then Nagarjuna, like Nagarjuna, as I mentioned yesterday, they never accept easily. Even Buddha's own word, they carry thorough investigation. And very scientific minded. Nagarjuna, not kind of great sort of as a saint, a little bit dull. Not that way. Marve, cook. See, Lamakuju cooks us in the Marva. This one. So, therefore, if these, the Panchaparamita Sutra, not the Buddha's own word, then Nagarjuna, these, I think, must raise questions. So, therefore, this is one thing. Then, more important, the Pali Sutra, only through Pali Sutra, of course, Four Noble Truths mentioned, the Anathema theory also mentioned, but not much detailed sort of reasons or explanation. Other hand, the Dignak or Dharmakirti in their writing. See, they explain Four Noble Truths through reasoning. And the concept of anatma, see, they such sort of wonderful detailed explanation, something really convincing available in these great Sanskrit scholars' writing, like Nagarjuna. About concept of Four Noble Truths and also the Kasajuti, anatma, shunyata theory, like that. Then another thing, this is about Mahayana Sutrayana. Now the Tantrayana. In Pali tradition, like Basubandhu's Karachavati, Abhidhamma Kosha Karika. Or that root text, I mean that text also, I learned by heart. So, although I learned or memorized, but the third chapter of that text, now I rejecting. About Mount Meru. Flat world. As a Buddhist, you see, we cannot accept that. It goes against our
It goes against our direct perception.
No. So as a result of my sort of contact with scientists or some knowledge about the modern science about cosmology, these things, then number one casualty is now no longer accept the Mount Meru. Not serious. Okay. Whether there's Mount Meru or not, Four Noble Truths is very authentic. And Shunyata, very authentic. The Mount Meru doesn't matter. And then, more important, Samanamjanaliya, Gakpa Jivakaduriya, Kakta koi duzane, any Nurum may be possessed. Da any Nurum may be an alolia, da kare, and the bena, ya, getana, dio, Ranshin gave me, Jung gave me, Devu gave me Sande, Yava, Manguyota. Chazanga, that day, the Ninde Tse, Ninde Tame, Didi, da. And Ani rizhe gu timna di nganzu longje gor. Timna kene yongze rizhe di nganzu tungwa maris lorba, ani kenza shadwa. Rizhe bi yoyana nangdu rungwa. Nangdu rungwa la minangwa digi ani nangrungwa bi taksan jugduwa. Ani jikshin bena kesi nganzu yini jigi chiribi jumdo gadu zane nangrungwa mi guwa ta jigi gyada bi guwa ta jay shivish gwa. Ani sosu shungna li zina kagal dayana changku marwa. Marbeya, Raya, Marbe Rumshi. Zasanga, Shinglu Kai Duzane, and the Gadabi Chane, Kaya Chick, Narumu Chane, Kai Duzane, the Sosu Shungan Alolia, Narumu Miba, Chi Yungudun, Gurjurma, the Kamashima. Any Nine, Shingo Tempe Shungde, any Murchi Mushu Gabeskoto. So that Rugunamsha. 응만받은 숭샤바다 아니 가서 둥고는 숭샤바다 양 도샤다 샤바드네 라라 변은 저불린 라라 둥보 라라 추시 센 담매도 숭도 자 디디 이르자네 제 당 아주 담매벌이야 신고 차되게 하래 저사 나 가서 아주 저불이야 신고 차되게 하래 디디 이르자네 다 디즈테디 신고 좀 비 숭디 응시 무슈 겨매스고 하래 아니 신에 제 롱들이야 이시 제시 찍래 먼저 먼저 소용도 다디니 가 가서 그게 최종 실례는 거도 와 좋아 자 드디 인도스는 가서 정중랑 다 저도 나는데 즉 그게 딱제시는 거야 룩디신 지윤도 저렇게 하면 가고 살죠
So in the Pramana Vartika text by Master Dharmakirti, it mentions different kinds of logic. Some of these logics are known as negations. Logics, I mean, where you use negation, negative terms. So first of all, we can talk about reasonings which are proving something from a positive side, and there are other reasonings which are proving something by using negative reasonings. And so within the negative reasonings, there are different kinds of negative reasonings. One of them is what is called a reasoning which whereby you say that if something is observable, then it must call on, and if it is not seen, then you cannot actually contradict what is called on observable. By just saying that it's not called seen, and so in this way, for example,
I think
in
one
the case
example
of
now here, this is someone due to defect eye, if you see something. Huge black hair, then may say, oh, there's one elephant. Then we argue, if elephant there, we should see. But since we cannot see, therefore, absence of elephant is exist. No elephant. So that's the katayanda.
No. So that's one type of negative reasoning. And so it's called something observable, but not which is not seen. And so you use that reasoning. For example, now in the case of Abhidharma Kosha,
then I think another, like you see, from a little bit distance, it's one room. You see, outside very cold, so the person feel very cold. Mm? But in that room, we can see big fire. Then the person, one person say, oh, that room also must be very cold. Then another person say, no, because there is fire. Get the people to swat. Fire turning grow. Fire gives heat, warm. So therefore, this coldness and hot cannot go together longer period. Therefore, you see, the opposite of coldness, fire there, hot there. So therefore, this is the Gyatabhikusha.
Mm-hmm. And so here, when somebody says this, that there is coldness in that room, but then the other person says that there is this can't be true because there is fire there. What you are trying to show is the antithesis to coldness. So the, when the antithesis to coldness is proved, then you can reject or refute the coldness in that room. So in this way, you are showing the contrast or contradictory reasonings to prove that, that there is fire there or warmth there. And similarly, now in the case of the size of the moon and sun, and then the height of the moon and sun from the earth, and so forth, I mean, that is that are mentioned in the Abhidhamma Kosha. The scientific point of view, these are observable. The sun and the size of the sun and the moon and the height from the earth and so forth are something which can be proved through measurements and so forth. And therefore, what is mentioned in Abhidhamma Kosha in the case of Mount Meru and so forth cannot be accepted. I mean, the size of the moon and the sun and then the height from the earth cannot be accepted as it is explained in the Abhidhamma Kosha. And similarly, with regard to Mount Meru, it is said that the shadow of Mount Meru is what we experience. But then, if that is the case, I mean, how come that the source of that shadow, the Mount Meru, cannot be seen by us? And so, therefore, we can say that if Mount Meru is, of course, said to be something physical, right, and therefore it should be observable to our perception. Therefore, if it is something which should be observable but that is not seen by us, then we cannot go against our perceptions. And so in this way, we can reject the existence of Mount Meru as well as explained in the Abhidhamma Kosha. And so what we are trying to say is that while we, in our texts, there are lots of refutation of the views of non-Buddhist traditions, you know, the earth theists assertions and so forth. I mean, how can we contradict ourselves in our own system
Now, the reason to oppose existence of Atma is the Katha.
Yes. So when we use reasoning to reject or refute the existence of an Atma, we are using a negative reasoning that contrasts or contradicts.
So my point is, those Nalanda's, the Sanskrit scholar, you see, their writing is really immense help, you see, to get clearer sort of understanding or understanding about concept of form over truth or anathema theory. And through that way, even, you see, the possibility of final destination, Buddhahood. Thinking, there is this reasoning, then you feel, something very possible. Otherwise, Buddhahood, okay, wonderful. Which is the basis of Buddha? Which is the ultimate source of Buddha? Here. Now here, the Tantrayana, now you see involved. Mind, grosser level of mind, more subtle level, deepest subtle mind. So the ultimate source of Buddhahood is that very, very subtle mind. So that's by nature pure. All destructive emotion on the level of the kasajuti, grosser level of emotion, grosser level of mind, not subtle level. So the subtle level of mind never kasoda kasajuti, chimelaya meva.
It can never be tainted.
However, you see, that can develop wisdom. That can be kasoda shiruti tuachi.
Yes. But it can become a wisdom.
Because, you see, the wisdom is based on reality. Ignorance, no base. So therefore, so long it is mind, then thinking, you see, the understanding about thing, you see, can increase. So this most subtle level consciousness also can develop as wisdom. So that's the ultimate sort of the force to cause of the
eliminate
the shijitva.
Eliminate the obscuration to knowledge or cognitive obscuration. But the negative emotions, the destructive emotions, can be overcome through some kind of a coarser level of our mind and wisdom. And so the negative emotions can be overcome by the antidote that we develop, and which is a grosser level of mind, and whereas the residual stains or the latent potencies that are left by these negative emotions, called the cognitive obscurations, can only be overcome by or through this very subtlest level of wisdom, understanding emptiness. And
that's clearly mentioned, the Nagarjuna's one of main disciples, the Nakabuddhi. See, very sort of convincing, because of the convincing that explain these things. So now the possibility of existence of the all-knowing and the possibility to achieve that, finally, you see, we need the Mahanuttara Yoga Tantrayana's explanation. Otherwise, it remains quite vague. In Sutrayana, four kayas mentioned. Dharmakaya, Dhyanakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nirmanakaya. But the source, continuation of the source of the Kasajuti, Kasajyanakaya, Nirengyu.
The substantial cause.
Substantial cause. Of course, Dharmakaya, you see, no cause. But the Dhyanakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nirmanakaya, you see, a kind of phenomena which momentarily changing. So there must be cause, substantial cause. So the substantial cause, in Sutrayana, although certain things is mentioned, but not very convincing. So now Mahanuttara Yoga Tantrayana sort of explanation really brings conviction, right?
Yes.
Like that.
So I usually say that in order to feel convinced about the supreme Nirmanakaya, as it's called, we should understand the four kayas, the presentation of the four kayas, an explanation of it convincingly, so that we gain certainty about them. And this is actually explained in Abhisamaya Alamkara by Maitreya. And then, in order to see the possibility that, in general, that there is a possibility of attaining the four kayas, and especially in order to see that it is a possibility for oneself to attain the four kayas, we need to go into the highest Yogacantra explanation of the innate clear light mind or luminosity. And on the basis of which is explained the subtle and the body, speech, and mind. And of course, within the body, speech, and mind, there are the coarser levels as well as subtler and then the subtlest levels as well. So we should understand these on the basis of the highest Yoga Tantra.
So you see, thinking these matters, these things, then you get the clearer picture about the whole Buddhist
system.
Then you see that get you have conviction. A conviction brings enthusiasm and effort. Otherwise, you see, these concepts remain shallow.
Shallow.
Then not much room, logic, only faith. Faith. So therefore, you see, these are the kasoda, real factor. Firstly, the kasoda, Paramita Sutra is authentic. Then Tantrayana also authentic. Otherwise, you see, we have to say, Nagarjuna and these great sort of masters or follow Buddha, they are more intelligent than Buddha. I think it's difficult to say, isn't it? Buddha's own word about 100 volumes, which translated into Tibetan. The commentary, like Nagarjuna, or these great sort of scholars, or Nalanda, about 200 volumes. So altogether, so our text, 300 volumes. Except I think 15-20 volumes translated from Chinese. Otherwise, all 300 volumes translated from India. So, now my Guruji, now forget these things. So therefore, usually I'm expressing, we are not only chela of Indian guru, but also quite trusted, reliable chela. Isn't it? Over 1,000 years, we kept all these, not just on altar. Study, read. So now, our guru, academic subject, I think these logics, or these complicated philosophical views, these are, the academic subject, worthwhile to study. I think some of these Indian universities, I think, should start some class, not as a religion, not as a Buddhism, simply now logic, the Dharma Kirti, Dignak, and the Shandarakshita, they face serious sort of challenge from non-Buddhist sort of logicians. So it is an academic subject, isn't it? So I think in secular education field, these, I think, are very fit. We should treat as a sort of academic subject, not a religious subject. Clear? So now that's the Now here, the mantra so means mana, yi.
Mana means mind.
Tarya, mantra, tra, job, job.
Tra has the meaning of protection.
Protection, mare.
No, to.
Job.
To save.
Gyobji mata.
No.
Gyobji mata. Gyob.
To save. To protect. No.
To save, sirve. I don't know. Now English language is difficult. No. Hindi gansla kure. Hindi gansla kure.
Trana. Man. Mantra. Man means man.
Yaw chons. So the meaning, you see, for example, the basis, I think, firstly, basis is understanding shunya. So, you see, the mind which understands shunya, you see, because of projector, right? Projector, I don't know. Because of save from illusion, right? From ignorance. That gyobe tyon chik tishe. Then second level. Now related with subtle mind. So in order to actualize the subtle mind, the grosser level of mind should stop, should cease. At the time of death, automatically cease. That's not much use. At that time, you see, everything finished. And mainly, you see, the nasal process of the clear light at the time of death is diripet kasur tamir shabwata.
So when this clear light experience happens to us at the time of death, naturally, then what happens is we are more or less unconscious about it.
Mm-hmm. So what we need, the actualize the deepest subtle mind deliberately through yoga practice, through practice, so that the mind, the subtle mind, the very subtle level mind actualize, but at the same time alertness. So then, you see, that mind meditate shunyata. So, for that reason, the tamebe nangshin le gyob sa shiwata. Tamebe nangwa de shenpa jita lo rakba gang to de duwa. Jidan shena, jidan shena.
So, for that reason, the meaning here of the traya has the connotation of saving us from the perception of ordinary perception and ordinary clinging.
So the Mahanuttara Yoga Tantriyana, you see, the main sort of special sort of thing is, you see, try to actualize this subtle, innermost of subtle level consciousness. For that, the grosser level of mind
must dissolve.
No. So in order to explain about Tantriyana, and also I think in order to get the Kasoda full picture about Tantriyana, I feel we must Kasoda explain about Mahanuttara Yoga Tantriyana system. This is the meaning like this. Now the practice we have to sort of step by step. That's firstly Diya Tantriyana and Uba Tantriyana, Yoga Tantriyana. then ma yoga anutara tamsiyana. So now this is Triya Tantra. Perhaps I think the subject which actually need, as Gasoda, the explanation of the certain subject which need months. Now is it trying to Gasoda? Short period, or difficult. However, let me do it. Nagarjuna wrote Sangdujuma Rubanganjaya.
He wrote the five stages of the Panchakrama of Guhya Samaja Tantra.
Tati Devati Aryan Deva Chujujaya.
And commentary to that was written by Master Aryadeva, and the commentary is
Charya Sangra.
That dhidhigi drabhai, dhin drabhai kya, that dhidhishabji sangju tsajyu ki ta drabha chani chandakiddi. Any dhansai.
And then, as a commentary to these two texts, as well as the Guhya Samaja Root Tantra itself, Master Chandrakirti wrote his clear lamp.
Pratibhudyodhan.
Here I have one story. Now many years ago, the great Sanskrit scholar and professor of Sanskrit University, Varanasi, Professor Upadeva, now no longer. He once told me he carries some research about Kalachakra Tantra.
Brahma Prabha. It's Vimala Prabha.
So he carries some research work. So for that reason, he visits Nepal few occasions. So one time, you see, he found one text. When he explained that meaning of that text is the Tirisha.
And so he found the text which was written by Aryadeva, and the text is called The Purification of the Mental Stains or Defilements.
Is one text about Tantrayana. Available in Tibetan translation in Tenjur, 200 volumes, including that. I think Aryadeva was writing the 400 verses, and then also this Guhya Samaja thing, and then this also, and then some other there. So he saw on palm leaf, you see, just one page, you see, he saw the style of the Sanskrit writing way. The style. Sanskrit. No. He found 100% same of that style which 400 verses. No. The 400 verses, no question, everybody except wrote by Aryadeva. So he, after he saw that, then he accepted, he Kasoda.
Felt convinced. He convinced
Aryadeva, one practitioner of Tantrayana. So that text about Tantrayana. So the style of the Sanskrit is he as a scholar, he found 100% sure the same author of 400 verses. So like that. So, so then, but did let me do it. Because I can't get this, and the song to transact, would it this one door? Sang a good rebuke, gave him but tambourine. Some people, some shiny, ribbon you were shedo. Goods of temper, tambourine, you rimbo sumo. Goods of temper, tagwani, rimbo shiva shedo. Dainy jaw, kind of, sumzu chesha, nabatis. Then you drew a yana cho, you can't turn to a wall, son. That diggy, Rimbanga chari, Rimbanga chari, Girmish Bachikisha, Girmish Bachikche, Sanga goodness of which gave her but we said, Girmche. Then it's Zorum Bachiche. Somebody was something that Rimbani was, what does somebody was said, diggy, da, dishevor, you want to give her said the shame. Dishil Shabatola, any Ribosum Gulu. The Bosmo Gulu, the Bosmo Tunjuese, the thing in Sunju, the Shangu. Then I'm just talking to Shungi, Sam, get a Sam Shitu Tower. So Yam did it. Could you charge it some way? So the did it. You want to see the Bessay? Chen charges him with Sunja, the Digan Rode. Bessaja Lamje, Kunshi Juju Sundu, Tagagan Rode.
That deal looks like Shimjudu, Chevina, or the Sagagoni, the Chona, Samolo. You will see the verse, send the Chevish Lavish.
So, in this, in the beginning of Master Chandrakirti's commentary on Guhya Samaja Tantra and then other texts by Nagarjuna and Master Aryadeva, which is the clear lamp or the bright lamp, he mentions the five stages within the Guhya Samaja Tantra. And the first stage is the generation stage practice. And then he mentions the completion stage practice, when within which he includes the four stages. And so the first stage within this completion stage he mentions is called observing, just observing the mind. And so here called observation of the mind is related to clear light. So meditation
in the most subtle consciousness.
And so related to practice and actualizing this clear light. And then
actually Dzogchen, Ma Mudra, and also the Sakya, all those emphasis that practice.
And so on the basis of this experience of the clear light, then what you go forth is actualizing the illusory body, which is considered as the second stage within of the four stages,
like
of the complete
dream
stage
body.
By him.
Dream body, but you see, can separate from this body and go whatever you want, can go. So some lama, one lama, Changyo Rebe Dorji, I think because Thiru Kuduri, Gyalgya San Kuduri. 18th century, I think. Later, his eye become difficult. So he cannot read. So he used the technique, dream time, he separate dream body, he have that ability. So dream body, and then dream body read. So for that, I don't know what is the reason. You see, like, let's say, like this, I don't know. You see, his dream body, you see, cannot go inside. So the page must sort of tamche.
So all the pages must be, you know, opened.
Oh, then during sleep time, his dream body, you see, read. And the next day, he tell everything. then also you see more subtle sort of consciousness. It becomes more active than the ability to see other person.
Now, then you can develop a clairvoyance and, you know, knowing others, people's minds.
There are two different ways. Abhidhamma Kosha Karika and the Sutrayana, you see, one way, namne, shenduk tundi, tundi lotte, and so shine yoshche, and namne tundi mishitukutuwa. And the nga lami kudula, nyungme vese mundu chayinuzane mishitayimachi.
And so, in the according to the Sutrayana called a technique of developing this clairvoyance, what you need is first of all this shamatha, single-pointed concentration. You must have that, and on the basis of that, then you, when you want to know about something, you just have to call, think about the object, and then you know through the power of your the single-pointed concentration, the thing just appears to your mind, and so in this way you develop clairvoyance about those things.
According to Sutrayana.
No, Sutrayana.
Tantrayana.
So this is according to Sutrayana, and then in according to Tantrayana, what you do is you try to actualize or make the clear light nature of the mind manifest within yourself, and then through that you can develop clairvoyance.
So again, the Changja Rebbe Dorje, the same time, another great practitioner, Tokur Muche, Tokur Tembe Jenza. So at that time, it's quite well known, Tokur Tembe Jenza have this sort of the power of Kasuda.
Clairvoyance. Hmm? No.
So then Changja Rebbe Dorje asked him, you have that ability. Then he asked, what is in my pocket? He asked. Then the Tokur Tembe Jenza meditate a short while. And then mentioned, oh, in your pocket, one rosary there. And he detailed explained what kind of rosary, the size and color, or everything. Then Changja Rebbe Dorje asked him, how are you able to know these things? And then he mentioned, again, you see, this is something I think that each individual so he mentioned whenever you see he concentrate the thing which he want to know, then firstly one bell appear, then the thing which the person is want to know then appears. So this, you see, no sort of detailed explanation in this sort of text, but it happened like that. So strange. Then I think another sort of story, funny story. One American, I think in early 1960s, he followed, you see, the Indian tradition, Indian sort of the Dharma, including Buddha Dharma. One occasion he told me he had the ability to know the other's mind. Then my mind, so scientific minded. So therefore then I set up one thought and then asked him, now what thing in my mind? And he mentioned something totally wrong. So now, we're going to start now this. So now, the Triya Tantra, Triya Upa Yoga, the three Tantra, not involve the practice of subtle mind, but
make some kind of preparation. So now here, Jeju da, Soku Komiya di Chanche Gane Choche. Da tene, Mene, Dane, Jata Tarpa Dewe Samden Shene, Samden Sum Shene, Jata Tarpa Dewe Samden, Jata Tarpa Dewe Samden, di, ene, Zori Muche Che, di Chanme Gane Choche. Da di, Gidi Shigalo Do Chukwa. Tā kīdī shikāsāru, tā kīdī gōma sūmbu tī kīdī shikidōgā. Tā dīgī dzōgā āndi yīgī ngā lāmi kī kīrīm dā, dzōrīm kī tā māngshī tīngi yōgā.
And so, in the Kriya Tantra, there are two main yogas, or one is called the yoga with signs. So, within this, you have the meditation on a deity's body. And so, there is the... the yoga of deity's body, and then there's a yoga of meditating on fire, and then the sound, and then also called attainment or achieving the liberation at the end of the sound, or something like that. And so that's particularly the last one refers is called resemblance of. It's like the completion stage practice of the highest yoga tantra, and so here what you come to is the yoga without signs. And so the fourth one refers to that. And so in other words, now when you do this kriya yoga tantra, the both called the yogas with signs and without signs, what you're doing is you're laying a foundation for entering into the highest yoga tantra experiences.
Oh yeah. That's it, no? Perhaps at the beginning, I would like to we all together recite Teyata Gade Gade Para Gade Para Samgade Buddhi Sa Teyata Gade Gade Para Gade Para Samgade Buddhi Sa Teyata Gade Gade Para Gade Para Samgade Buddhi Sa Teyata gade gade parangade parasamgade buddhi yuso. Teyata gade gade parangade parasamgade buddhi yuso. The meaning already explained. So now the purpose of recite this is now kasoda think about our destination step by step. Finally, buddhi yuso, Buddhahood. Our Buddha nature, so long consciousness there, Buddha nature there. I think those theistic religion, since all created by God, so some kind of spark right now, spark of God, must be there. So Buddhists say, Buddha seed. So now that kasoda. But step by step into Siddha Kokasore. Yeah. Kasore. Nibbatiya sand. And Tamati Kushidani Sanchishati.
So the potential. Kushidani Sinduta.
Tamati any Janakaya Sachati.
So the potential for Buddhahood that we have must be actualized so that you can actually use it to progress further and further and finally reach the end, the final goal of Janakaya.
Moya. Da? Kasno. Rangi
So we can to make a mandala offering in request for to request for the initiation, and therefore here when you say the mandala offering, what you are saying is this ground anointed by perfume strewn with flowers and adorned with Mount Meru and four continents and the sun and the moon, I visualize it as a Buddha field and offer it up to you. May all times migratory beings enjoy this pure land. And so here, when you make this mandala offering, you are actually mentioning that you're offering Mount Meru, the four continents, and so forth. And so, of course, as I explained, already I explained, Mount Meru as such is not on this, in this world at least. We cannot say where it is. It may be in some other world. But in any case, what we need to visualize or think about is making offering of one's merits, one's body, speech, and mind, the merits one has accumulated, as well as the resources that we have in the world, and imagine them, and then offer it up to the Guru in request for the teaching.
When I first mentioned, I do not believe the Mount Meru, existence of Mount Meru. Some senior Tibetan monk, a little bit uncomfortable. Now I think they get used there.
No.
Conversely.
No.
And also, you see, I think at least like 10 years ago, see, we start to learn science and selected monk to get science lesson. So at that time, some senior monk, little bit sort of skeptical, some reservation. Then eventually, now they all, you see, fully support. So about 2 years ago, Tanganzu formally Dukduk Naro, the science solution.
So the monastic institutions have formally decided to include science as one of the subjects that the monks would sit for exam.
Recently, actually last year, in Ladakh, some group of Muslims from some Arab Muslim countries, they came. And we just talk. And then one asked me one question. Religion and science, they find little sort of difficult come together.
Contradictory.
Some difficulties. And then I told, no, should not. Religion, faith, compassion, or love, like that, and forgiveness, these things. This is the religion. This is related with mind. Science related with matter. So two different fields. No contradiction. And science, difficult to prove existence of God. And equally, difficult to prove does not exist, God. It's beyond. So no problem. Simply two different fields. So then Buddhism is something different, a little different. You see, they use reasons and disprove creator. So more dangerous. So now here in this room, you see, there must be some people. You see, following Christianity or Hindus, different sort of tradition, maybe some follower of Islam. So now our common practice is, you see, love, compassion, forgiveness, these things. As I mentioned the other day, is you don't think about the shunyata, emptiness. So now here, God is only, okay. So here is the main thing is the chanjo semgyata. Any semjeng tuan chigin, sen kyanin tamchishayat.
So the main thing is to generate bodhicitta, the supreme mind of bodhicitta, and also to make a pledge and that you will serve other sentient beings. Mm-hmm.
This is common. All major tradition. It's a common practice. So you can sort of cultivate, or you can make your mind more altruistic. Now on, I never harm other people, other sentient beings. I am going to fulfill the wish of God or Allah. Or like that. So there's no kasata. No kasata. No problem. And then, as a Buddhist of vow, we also the pledge, right?
No.
Pledge, or yes, or also the tamchi shava.
Not really, pledge.
Oh, pledge. Now on, if possible, I serve other people, help other people. If not, at least resisting harming other. I never indulge harmful action. only positive actions. So some kind of pledge. So this also is common for everybody. Okay. So that's it, Dusinda. Now if possible, you see, those people who consider oneself as a Buddhist, then
mandala offering. So there's a story of a Tibetan nomad from the region, a nomadic region called Abohor. So at one time, one Abohor came to an initiation that was being given by a lama, and so he brought with him a small piece of butter, and then during the initiation, he heard the lama saying, "Now imagine that you have received this initiation, that initiation, and so forth." And then at the end of this initiation, because he heard the lama saying this many times, but not really receiving the blessings and so forth. So what he did was he took out the piece of butter and then said, "Lama, you imagine that I offer this up to you," and then he put it back into his pocket. So here, during the process of initiation, I will also be saying, "Imagine receiving this, imagine doing
this," and so forth. So those people, if they consider himself or herself as a Buddhist, then firstly, you see, visualize in front of us Buddha Shakyamuni. Then the mandala, Thamsa Sungu. The mandala, five deities. The main deity form Buddha Shakyamuni. And Chakya Dus, Shongho Chakya.
So his hands are in this mudra of giving teaching.
And
so in this mandala of the three Vayuha Samaya, three Samaya Vayuha Raja Tantra, you imagine the central deity being the Buddha Shakyamuni, and then to his right, you imagine one bodhisattva, and then also to his left, another bodhisattva. And then in front of the deity on the right, you imagine a wrathful deity, and which belongs to the Amitabha lineage.
That's actually Hayagriva. Hayagriva. Wrathful.
And then in front of the deity on the left of the Buddha, you imagine a goddess. And so
goddess
Tara, who is the deity belonging to the
Amoghasiddhi
lineage.
So the center, Birozana, right, I think Akyube, this Ranasambhava, then this Amitabha, this Amoghasiddhi. Ringa yongya di nazul pumbunga doa.
So why do we have the five Buddha families, Ratnasambhava and so forth, is because we have the five psychophysical aggregates. And also together in relation to these our psychophysical aggregates, we also talk about the five different delusions or afflictive emotions. And so when these five afflictive emotions, when we reach a point where we have purified these five afflictive emotions, then what we attain in corresponding to that are the five wisdoms.
Okay, so now offering. Now the mandala, the five deities, and here, because of the Gwabewangi, and the Lama, so the time devil use of
che. So in order to receive this initiation, for the purpose of, participating in this initiation, we need to also imagine the guru in the form of the main deity, who is not separate or different from the deity of the mandala.
Then, as I mentioned earlier, the above Buddha Shakyamuni, then eight deity Bodhisattvas, like Manjushri, Maitreya, Samantabhadra, Nathapani,
Avalokiteshvara,
using these. So in Kasachavuti, in Pranjaparamita Sutra, you see mentioned these deity form of Bodhisattvas, also is mentioned. So, Nedinam Yushadi, this. Chagati was a serious union, Chagan and Denshi Sergei, Benishirin Winalia, Jem Dende, any things in Yatus Nyamashu. Any Corlia, Power Genesida, Sheri Punigi, any Tibutan Nagua. So Daddy, did you let that chicken, Sheri Pun, Power Genesis, CJ, Mimbit, Midimis, Sibon, and the Gamina to worry. Daddy, call a yard of the Idigi, the Power Genesis, Jetuganchi, let that mother. 내 마다가 지금 영칭 말한다. 그래서 뒤에 이걸 내 마다가 지금 미시 영어인은 이제 서류 나머지 지금 파워 제네시 제미 중에 미시 레벨이나 왔다 아무 왔다 들이 이제 셰리프 집으로 쉬우시는 것처럼 정글로 좋아야. 나 제네시는 제가 말해. 아니 셰리프 이제 집으로 쉬우시는 어 들이 셰리프 대화라 아예 삼자야기 내가 야래. 자자가 뒤집에 뒤집 영자지 숨어도 와. 대신 성공 영자지 숨어. 아데 시진은 너도 제 주제 영자 재미도 주제 내다 용식이 된다 소셔. 애네 학원도요 상하고 저거들이 그룹 전에 패지 수송이 다 등고들이지 여름마다 시 망체들이 가사 치라고 찍어 다 송셔지. 근데 인데 상하고 저거들이 망체 강사 거센세들이셔. 다 즉 너대 중들이 다.
yawa chi tukduwa. Chazang dhubzhin diyoju, dhizhub chayadi, ane, dhubzhin zhe thakwa nawa liya, ane, dingo ngon dhuni, dingo shayasin, dhugus chayani da, dhamba thok, ane nyamlin na, da dhugus ma gyudin e, di kansa gozhen zhe sha. Da, da chayu zhi gashi, yang chumden de, gilong namjian chayani, kora di yang, group chen sungshaw chen de pejir yuasare. Dijil labgu kiyo. Chaza kansa kwezen chen ni chubu dhuzi chayde bina peo kanchen ki chong le tang na mangu yongde kituwa. Riba da. Da dhuzi chayde ko kansa kwezen yin diko dikituwa. Tang na chen den shumbo yin mi lakwa lai shay si en tamba sen en tene maa kiwa le tingin chigi. Chaza ngangyu na di sungri Ani, kasa, ringgyu kama, ani, nigyu terma, dana samu tangnaans, sungu duwa. Chazanga, sanga kuzhu mang che kansa kuzhen che ni pechi tangnaan kuzhikdiri.
So, I usually tell this in public, and half jokingly, but half seriously. You know, when we recite the Heart Sutra, we find that the Shariputra and the Buddha was Buddha is in a meditation and absorbent concentration, and then there's a dialogue between Shariputra and Avalokiteshvara, and so now here. Avalokiteshvara becomes somebody who is accessible to the people or the beings in the audience. And so because they have a pure karma to see Avalokiteshvara, and they are able to see him and have access to him and having dialogue with Shariputra. But if someone without that kind of pure karma, you know, can who is not able to have access, I mean, able to see Avalokiteshvara, what might appear is, of course, the person would be able to see Shariputra, you know, talking. But then, because of his having his her not having the pure karma to see Avalokiteshvara, he might wonder if Shariputra is rather fine or not, because he sees Shariputra just talking to himself. So that might happen. And so I usually say that when it comes to the Prajaparamita Sutras, we can see that these teachings were not given in public by the Buddha, and especially they were given to a very specific select disciples who have the right kind of conditions for receiving these teachings, and especially it is the case with Tantra. And so, most of these tantras are given to a very specific disciples, I mean, who would have received these teachings in some pure visions, and then they would practice it, and then, you know, spread the teaching to others as well. And so, except maybe in the case of Kalachakra Tantra, where there is, the assembly of the kings and so forth, I mean, the rest of the tantras usually are given or received by in visions.
Should you catch it? Because Yongzha is so much something.
Yes. Rest of the tantras and were given to a very select few disciples in pure vision, and then maybe there are some Kriya Yoga tantras which were also given in, like in a large group of a large group of people, where the Buddha himself appears in the form of a bhikshu, a monk. And therefore, what we can see here is that there are certain teachings which are, which become for which certain very specific people or beings are receptive, and so accordingly, the tantric teachings are given. I mean, were given by the Buddha, and then also other masters who receive these in their visions, and then practice them, and then receive the teachings, and they see the mandala of the deities in vision, and then practice them and spread these teachings. Whereas in the case of the Sutrayana, It is something which gives you the broad sort of outline or the structure of the teaching, the whole teaching of the Buddha. And so these sutra teachings are called given more to a larger audience in general, whereas tantras are given to a very specific disciples. In the case of, because of this, the predispositions of the particular practitioners, they receive these visions, and therefore, even in Tibet, many Tibetan masters have received teachings and then see in pure vision of mandala deities, and then they practice them, and then accordingly spread them to others. And so, according to the Nyingma tradition, they make these three distinctions within the teaching of the Buddha. There is the Gama teaching, which is the teachings of the words of the Buddha that has come down from the Buddha Shakyamuni himself. So this is considered as the distant lineage, teaching that has come through the distant lineage. And then there are other teachings which are called Dharmas, the revealed treasure teachings, which are said to be known as the called close teachings that has come down from a closer lineage. And then there is the this other set of teachings which are called the pure visionary teachings, which are they're called the profound teachings.
Oh yeah. So now you see, visualize the DT four deities, and in the
bodhisattvas, the bodhisattvas. And so now visualize as it is on the right side.
So Buddha and surrounded by these eight deity bodhisattvas, and then the 17 great masters, and then the 80 masters. All. And then also you see they visualize the Tibetan lineage, like that, visualize that. And then, firstly, you should request that one around us actually, one tundala, in the Chenju Simba, Toba Naranas, the each of the Yamru Naranas, Tunda Tinishri.
And then we are going to repeat certain lines after the guru. These lines, what they mean is that you are requesting the master to give the initiation, and in order to receive the initiation, you are requesting the master to give the bodhisattva vows, and then in order to receive the bodhisattva vows, you're also asking the master to give you the precept of taking refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha.
So, repeat after me.
Please.
Gajin
kyo da tenpate.
Lobin kyo ne gongsu sur.
Lobin kyo ne gongsu sur.
Changshu chenpo tsu tenpa.
Changshu chenpo tsu tenpa.
Gombo chenpo da saru.
Gombo chenpo da saru.
Tamzi tenyi da la zu.
Tamzi tenyi da la zu.
Changshu semja da la zu.
Changshu semja da la zu.
Sanje shio dan gindun de.
Sanje shio dan gindun de.
Gyebsum da jang da la zu.
Gyebsum da jang da la zu.
Tarpa chenpo chongsho do.
Tarpa chenpo chongsho do.
Gombo da ne shudu su.
Gombo da ne shudu su.
Gombo da ne shudu su.
Gombo da
ne shudu su.
Gombo da ne shudu su. So, since Tantra is also known as the secret mantrayana, in the called in Sanskrit Indian language, there is the term guhya, which means secret. And so, Tantra is something which is practiced in secrecy and not in openly. And therefore, in order to symbolize this, you are given this blindfold.
Yeah, Chen Yashi.
Put on the
제소 안에 긴고고 나를 주네. 하나도 제 내걸이야. 이 착된 비주수도 매다고 참아.
And then you are also given a garland of flour, which is for the purpose of making offering of flour in the to the deities in the mandala when you later enter the mandala. So please keep the flowers with yourself safely.
Loma, any? Takada ini sanga ki yi tamebe nangshin le kyobya sirzane ta hai ngaje kya hai ngaje yonga la shiru doje ki phungbu dilu tene takbe ngate hai yin sabo chi chi kyo ma re tamebe nangwa de pa du tamebe nangwa du ni ene tungni le nyabar sha tene tungni
Now, when you do this practice of the deity yoga practice, as explained earlier, the meaning of tantra is to save yourself, your mind, from the ordinary perception and ordinary clinging. And so how you do that is, in order to be able to do that, one needs to imagine or visualize oneself as a deity. And so in the process of visualizing oneself as a deity, you can't just think that this body, this person with the flesh, bones, and blood, and so forth, this whole body itself is becoming a deity's body. That's not the way you imagine yourself into a deity. But what you do is you go through a dissolution process, and therefore you imagine bring up the understanding of emptiness. And so within this emptiness, through the meditation on emptiness, you dissolve everything into emptiness, and then you dissolve the ordinary clinging and ordinary perception of yourself as of yourself, and then from within this meditation on emptiness, then even if it may be just an imagination at this stage, in imagination, try to first dissolve yourself into emptiness, and from within this meditation on emptiness, then you arise into a deity with one face and two hands and so forth, and then on the basis of that form of deity that you visualize yourself, then you also meditate on the emptiness of the deity, and so for that.
Jazangata, Devu Sanje Sala to Tom Tewyundu. Rubakaya, Tamakaya Sajik Kaini Dua. Telia, Rangdun, the Rangamon to Cheshava. Rangin Yam Yong, Mato Shenji, Shannon Nangmi Tuyagi, Kujinizane, Rangdu Chugu. The Chugu Te, any Shandun Mata, any Shandun Tungne, any Sugusha Tavatilla, Shandu Sus. Tituyagi, Gutella.
And so, at the resultant stage, when you attain a Buddha, what you attain are these twofold bodies. One is the Rupakaya, the physical dimension, and then the Dharmakaya, the other is Dharmakaya. And so the Dharmakaya is said to be a body or the attainment for oneself. And so what is meaning here is that when you attain Dharmakaya within yourself, I mean, it is something that you can actually tell from your own experience, and it becomes your own experience, real experience, and it is not something which is like directly accessible to other beings. And then from within this Dharmakaya, in order to serve other sentient beings, the whole purpose of attaining it is to serve other sentient beings. Therefore, in order to serve others, you need to appear in a certain form or certain fashion which is accessible to others so they can relate to you. Therefore, you arise into a Rupakaya form of a Buddha. And so the Rupakaya is therefore said to be a form of Buddha which is meant for the purpose of other sentient beings, whereas the Dharmakaya is said to be for the purpose of oneself. And therefore, in order to attain these two, the Rupakaya and Dharmakaya, what you need to go through is the process of accumulating both the merit and wisdom. And through these two, you are able to attain these two Buddha bodies, the Rupakaya and Dharmakaya. And Tantra, in connection with Tantrayana, how you collect or accumulate these two, the merit and the wisdom, are you accumulate merit on the basis of visualizing yourself into a form of a Buddha, a deity, and then within that meditation on a deity, when you meditate on the emptiness nature of that deity, you are accumulating the wisdom aspect of the condition for Buddhahood. So in this way, you on the basis of visualizing the deity and the emptiness, meditation on emptiness of the deity, you are accumulating wisdom and merit.
So, as yesterday, and I think Debo yesterday also is mentioned about through investigation, what is I, what is self? You can't find. No. Kangshir ngogun deda namja na tini dakshen ngol tsuru du nanyi mayi chasung shati. Chio kanta kanyi ne ko nangzam denga ne shabayi na kaso shayashi mato pa kati ngoda kagre zugu ngoda kagre pa pa jaga shabayi na kyanne niya me tabi chigi. Tini dakshen ngol tsuru du nanyi mayi 지진지들이 찬다는 나발 잼이 차서 송셔야 돼.
And so in Master Chandrakirti's Madhyamaka Avatara, he says that things cannot be, when it should be accepted on in a conventional on a conventional level. What we should be satisfied with when we accept things is that the mere appearance of things, of being conventionally existent. And so we should leave the conventional existence at that and not try to go delve into the nature of things in order to find the conventional things. And therefore, he says that one should not disturb the worldly convention, and when you want to know the worldly things.
Oh, Buddha also, if you investigate, what is Buddha? Buddha's mind, Buddha's speech, Buddha's body, no. Then where is Buddha? None. Shunyata also. The Shunyata. Not something independent. But shunyata means, you see, for example, this mantra, the shunya of this mantra, shunyata of this mantra, is the very existence of this mantra, you see, due to other factor, its parts, and finally, we just designate this mantra. So actually, Madhura, there is the ultimate reality is absence of independent existence of Madhura. So now we are thinking, investigate, what's the reality of Madhura? We can't find. So now meditate, investigate yourself. You can't find. One of my friend, one German, I think a brain specialist, usually I had difficult to remember name, but his name I remember because it's quite strange. Wolf Singer. A wonderful scientist. So he won our conference. So he actually, you see, brought one paper. He kind of draw it away.
He drew now.
He draws something about brain. Then he mentioned, he's a scientist, you see, no religious person, no believer. So then he mentioned, in brain, there's no central sort of area which control whole brain, no. The brain work, you see, each part, you see, full cooperation, then it work. So there is, then he told our meeting, there is no room of soul. So then he mentioned the Buddhist concept, no soul, is quite sort of that, quite fit. He mentioned that. So like that, you see, if we investigate, but at the same time, some my friend, some Hindu practitioner, you see, they concentrate here, Atma here, then actually, you see, they feel, they got some feeling, some experiences. So, doesn't matter. But as far as now Buddhism is concerned, you see, no soul, but you should not misunderstand. No self does not mean self not at all exists. Self is there. But the way existence of the self is mere designation or the combination of body and mind. If we investigate, we can't find. So, no independent self. That means selflessness. There. So now, meditate. The reality of oneself. One of my friend, Bihari. He eventually become Buddhist and also become a bhikshu. So one day we discuss about anatma. He actually shivering away.
No.
Shivering. Dar.
No. His whole body trembled.
Then gradually, I explain the anatma does not mean nothingness. So, pratitisamuppada. One way, no independent existence. Because of the absence of independent existence must be some basis. So, without a base, no shunya. Shunya is the reality of something. So therefore, shunya, the ultimate reality, after we investigate, we can't find anything. That's shunya. But that's the entirely based on something. Chajameva chunyoshima.
So when we talk about shunyata, it is some kind of a quality that we actually understand on the basis of something, an object or something. And so without there being an object onto which you establish emptiness, you cannot talk about emptiness.
So sometimes I used to tell him, you see, this is someone, you see, who you actually you see, always you see, has the deal, the person. A person appears very nice, but in deep the reality is a little bit too much clever, oh, like that. And then we have to deal that person. But at the same time, understand the reality not that much reliable, isn't it? So something like that, we have to deal the phenomena, but should not feel this is something absolute. Because the feeling of something absolute, independent, then acting basis of the destructive emotion. That's the point. That's the reason. The absence of independent existence does not mean nothing, nothingness. Clear. So now the mind which understand about you see, the reality, the deeper reality, not as it appears something independence. If you investigate, we can't find that. So now that mind become Buddha now. Tatinda.
So, as you meditate on emptiness and then you arise into it, the deity, what you go through is the meditation on emptiness, that the object, which is the emptiness. I mean, while you meditate on emptiness, you also, from within that meditation on emptiness, then your mind transforms into the deity, Buddha.
And the umajibu siddhi yagorya. Kasa ngobu tongbo sungye lao so wa chola tuyane matakpanya minis. Kasa yin tichu kasa. Chita tiye sungye so tongle sheba teyin naba ki yuta tishin ngobu tamche tongla ya tunye dalya rupu gyawa yu.
And so in Madhyamaka Avatara, it said that although everything is empty of any independent intrinsic existence, yet from within that emptiness, everything else can arise.
Yeah. So now, visualize each one as a Buddha Shakyamuni.
So visualize yourself as the as Buddha Shakyamuni when arising from within this material emptiness, and then with four retinues.
Oh, yeah, the tumsung chigorisha.
No.
And the tumsung chigosan.
At this point, you need you should meditate yourself or visualize yourself as Buddha Shakyamuni, just a single deity without the rest.
So, ta ningal humbo.
And at your heart, imagine a hum, blue in color.
Dabur amabo.
And then at your throat, imagine a R syllable, red in color. And then on your crown or forehead, then imagine an Om syllable, white in color. So imagine that rays of light emit from these three syllables and fill up your body. So next comes taking Bodhisattva vows. So to take the Bodhisattva vows, you first generate the Bodhicitta. Does anybody have this these verses for bodhicitta? With a wish to free all beings, I shall always go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha until I reach full enlightenment. Inspired by the wisdom and compassion, today in the Buddha's presence, I generate the mind f- for full awakening for the benefit of all sentient beings. So do you have this verse, anybody?
Yes.
So
now they remember Buddha and those Bodhisattvas and all the lineage sort of gurus. Then you make some kind of pledge in the front of them.
And so imagine the Buddha and the Bodhisattvas and so forth, and let us generate bodhicitta by reciting these lines.
Then perhaps I think I say it's the Tibetan.
Yes.
Then you just
recite
the English word.
Yes.
Donam Chandu Sambhai.
With the wish to free all sentient beings, please repeat.
Sanje Chöda Kindula.
I shall go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha until I reach enlightenment. Inspired by wisdom and compassion, today, in the Buddha's presence, I generate the mind of full awakening to benefit all sentient beings. As long as space remains, as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain and dispel the miseries of the world. With a wish to free all beings, I should always go for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha until I reach full enlightenment. Inspired by wisdom and compassion, today in the Buddha's presence, I generate the mind for full awakening for the benefit of all sentient beings. As long as space remains, as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain and dispel the miseries of the world. And so at the end of this now, third repetition, which you would do, make a strong pledge that you will a work for the benefit of all sentient beings. With a wish to free all beings, I shall always go for refuge until to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, until I reach full enlightenment. Inspired by wisdom and compassion, today in the Buddha's presence, I generate the mind of full awakening for the benefit of all sentient beings. As long as space remains, as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain and dispel the miseries of the world. So having generated the aspiring bodhicitta, next we take the bodhisattva vows. Do you have this text for the bodhisattva vows? It says, I take refuge in the three jewels. I confess all my negativities individually. I confess individually all my negativities. I rejoice in the merit of migrating beings, and I take hold of the perfect state of Buddhahood. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly, and I do so to attain an enlightened mind. In order to fulfill the aims of myself and others, I shall develop a supreme enlightened motive, and toward all sentient beings, my invited guests, I shall act with supreme enlightened conduct. May I become a Buddha to benefit all. Is that the text we have?
Do you have? No. That one, no?
Is it there?
No. Can you hear? No.
Rajiv,
then okay. Then okay. Now okay. Then perhaps. Rangulon Yamada. Oh, no?
Not here.
How did they do it? Did
they? dagi.
Oh, no.
Dimash. So, so.
Then I think, I
recite.
I recite the Tibetan. Because of the low voice, your English word,
yes.
More stronger voice.
Yes.
Now, we two should compete now. Oh, now, did that.
Yes. Please kneel on your right knee.
So those who are
on the chair,
okay.
You
can okay.
Stay
okay.
Seated on your
as
chair.
You like, okay. So
please repeat.
I myself, I think each day this recitation, I think 4 or 5 times, I think at least 6 times. Every day. So this is very, very helpful, you see, to keep altruistic mind always something fresh. So 6 times, not same time. One morning, and then after, it's a few hours, recite this, and few hours, recite this. So, sorry about 16 hours, you see, 6, 7 times. That's very useful. Okay. Now, Gunjo, Sumla, Dao Jiao Chi.
Listen, I go for refuge to the three jewels.
Digba Tham Jia So So Sha.
I confess individually all my negativities.
I
rejoice in the merit of my great beings.
Sanje Chang Ju Yi Ji.
And take to mind the perfect state of Buddhahood.
Sanje Shu
I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. And I do so to attain an enlightened mind. In order to fulfill the aims of myself and others, I shall develop a Supreme Enlightened motive. And towards sentient beings, my invited guests, I shall act with Supreme Enlightened conduct. May I become a Buddha to benefit all beings. I go for refuge to the three jewels. I confess individually all my negativities. I rejoice in the merit of migrating beings. I take hold of the perfect state of Buddhahood. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly, and I do so to attain enlightened motives. In order to fulfill the aims of myself and others, I shall develop a Supreme Enlightened motive, and toward all sentient beings, my invited guests, I shall act with Supreme Enlightened conduct. May I become a Buddha to benefit all beings.
That's some big to do, any? She's just a tomba gill, topso, someone on shore. That the as you tomba care lend you your tea. Yeah, tomba chick soon to a middle summer tea, send some was on key, tomba to a big watch
and
watch.
And so at the end of this third repetition now, when you say, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings, those of you who are able to feel, who think that you are able to take the Bodhisattva vows and engage in the practices, please feel convinced that you have received a complete set of Bodhisattva vows at when you say, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. And those of you who are not, who don't think you can make such a pledge to work for all sentient beings, you do not need to think so.
Hmm? So those people who are today, Kasuda, who take Bodhisattva vow, then 18 major precepts. Then 46 minor precepts. The main thing is never harm other.
and try to less selfish, extreme self-centered attitude. Now on, I committed fully altruistic mind. That's the main thing.
I go for refuge to the three jewels. I confess individually all my negativities. I rejoice in the merit of my grading beings. I take hold in my mind the perfect state of Buddha. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. And I do so to attain enlightened motive. In order to fulfill the aims of myself and others, I shall develop the supreme enlightened motive. And towards all sentient beings, my invited guests, I shall act with supreme enlightened conduct. May I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings.
Now finish. Sit down.
Please sit.
So effect may not find immediately, but months, months, years, years, decades, decades, really affect our mind. Actually, my own case, I start more seriously this practice, I think, age 15, 16. Also the interest about Shunyata, more or less, you see, the same period. Then, by age about 30s, after I reach India, then the understanding about Shunyata, you see, real feeling now developed. That also, you see, decade by decade, gradually stronger, stronger, stronger. Nowadays, of course, I still cannot say I have fully sort of developed or understood the wisdom of Shunyata. But now I feel if I have more time and think, then I think Pejitunya thought Tuya Sorjida Yungi.
If I have the time to, you know, meditate on emptiness, I feel that perhaps I can actually have the realization of emptiness.
Then Buddhicitta, till my age about 30, certainly, I very much admire Buddhicitta, but in deep inside, you feel, oh, that's not easy, difficult. And then, I received the oral transmission of Shantideva's teaching. Then, you see, more effort, more meditation. Then gradually, nowadays, I think similarly, the Buddhicitta also, if I have sufficient time and more or kasoda meditate, I see some kind of the Buddhisattva or sort of kasoda level, I can see that you give Buddhisattva page, you give Lettuba Samashto.
I get some kind of a sense that I may be able to reach that Bodhisattva level.
So that's, through training, through meditate, tirelessly, continuously, decade by decade, it really affect. The result? A person become much happier. Okay. So you all, the same human being, same brain. So all, everyone have the ability, you see, to sort of develop these things. So you should not feel, oh, I can't do. It is the real sort of the source of failure. We are same human being. Buddha also same human being. Nagarjuna also same human being. And particularly Nagarjuna, all these Indian brain, not Tibetan brain. We Tibetan brain. So you should feel some kind of sort of because of the self-confidence. If you have some interest or willingness, that's important. I always thinking, day and night, I always even dream quite often. You see, they remember about Shunyata and altruism. So at the time of my death, I'm quite sure my sort of because of the grosser level of mind, when sort of the dissolution, I remember bodhicitta and shunyata. That's a guarantee. My next life will be something that's a useful life. That's quite sure. Clear. So I just want to know everyone. They have the potential, same potential, and more or less same opportunity. So think more seriously, more sincerely. Okay. And should not expect today you received the initiation, the next morning you will be Buddha. Impossible. It may take eons, eons. Doesn't matter. Something really worthwhile to achieve. Then time is not important. And each day your life becomes something meaningful, then not much matter. No matter your body, speech, mind, dedicate well-being for other. As the prayer, as long as space remain, as long as sentient beings suffering remain, I will remain. It's that kind of prayer is tremendously bring inner strength. Great. Okay. Now that's the Jindivishya. That is who the that kikyu suyin sine rikti chilaka sine mevati and di lendi that sim sambuchi kien yuva yindu gyasan taas and a sangag chu that nyami gotsu yuva yindu zane devashimulao that di lendi yuva.
And so next comes a question that the master asks, which says, hey, who are you and what do you like? And then in response to that, what the disciples say is, I am the fortunate one, a fortunate one, and I am interested in a great bliss. And so what you are, what is being done here is that the master is asking your lineage and your interest, and then your response when you say I'm a fortunate one and I am interested in the great bliss means that you are someone who is a fortunate one in the sense that you have now, since you have generated bodhicitta and taken bodhisattva vows as well, then you become a fortunate one who see the path of tantra.
Yeah. So
I am the fortunate one, and I'm interested. Say this, please. I'm a fortunate one, and I'm interested in great bliss.
Okay, that I can share. Now, meditation. Firstly, is to meditate about altruism. The 37 verses mentioned, or 8 verses mentioned. Now, infinite altruism. Now, cultivate or visualize. Think.
Generate.
Generate. Now, thinking. The value of altruism and the harmfulness of self-centered attitude. Then, then use human intelligence. Then logically, whether we actually actualize or not, you see, the desire automatically develops once we know the pros and cons right now. So now think altruism, infinite altruism. This is not just you see, sense of concern of others, but I take full responsibility for well-being of other, not certain time, but forever. Okay. And for that reason, I want to become enlightened so that I can serve more people, even within this lifetime. The more I gain some experience, I can help, I can share more people. Clear? So now meditate or cultivate
now
altruism. 1 minute, meditate. Shantideva says, Dakti Shenji Dunga da Yanda Chawar Machana Sanje Ni Tu Minrujin Kwanaya Deva Me Sonda.
And so Master Shantideva says that if you do not exchange your happiness and joy with the suffering of others, then there is no way you can attain, leave alone attaining Buddhahood. Even in samsara, you will not have happiness.
So, as I mentioned yesterday, we should be wise selfish, not foolish selfish, or short-sighted foolish selfish. So think more well-being of other. That also the toshu jiktane.
So that is that would be the one of the highest, you know, motivation.
Oh. Now that altruistic mind transform
into a disc of light.
Yes,
in your heart. Heart.
Now think, Arya Deva, 400 verses mentioned.
And so Master Aradeva in the 400 verses says, what arises through dependence has no autonomy. And since all these do not have any autonomy, therefore there is no self.
So remember that. When we fully sort of concentrate on that, then eventually you get some kind of the feeling of space, nothingness. But that does not mean nothingness, but absence of independent existence. Since you see the mind focusing, what's the ultimate reality? The reality is simply absence of independence. So that mind then you see, absorb some kind of nothingness, but actually not nothingness. Simply absence of nothing, independently existence. Deng kala chunzin deng bashin. Ying rang sim yirmi nanguru nyonang jaba malinu.
So the seventh Dalai Lama says that just as the clouds dissipate in the space and in autumn space, likewise all these experiences and appearances dissolve
and within this nature of the mind, which is empty nature and like space.
So now meditate on it. Now the Sanskrit word also I think quite helpful. Om Sumbhava Shuddha Sarva Dharma Sumbhava Shuddha Ham. Just to remember that. Om is symbolized. No. Same, I mean, Om symbolizes body, speech, mind. So self, which designated on the combination of body, speech, mind. Om. Sumbhava Shuddha, that if we investigate, we can't find. Its very nature is absence of independent existence. Sarva Dharma means our bodies, minds, and entire phenomena. Again, Sarva Dharma Sumbhava Shuddha. Sarva Dharma Sumbhava Shuddha. Hang means your mind fully absorb in that Sarva-kasota, that meaning.
So when you meditate on the meaning of these this mantra, Swabhava, Sarva-dharma, Swabhava, Shuddho, Aham, means that your mind completely is absorbed into that emptiness.
Now that very mind which understand that now transform one vajra, white color, on that disc yes. moon disc. So now you the pledge semdita pe tun namdo yanta pe nyaba me pa sungi ins
And so, and having done that visualization, then make this firm pledge that you will never lose or cause these two principles of the bodhicitta and the emptiness, wisdom of emptiness, you will never cause them to decline, and that you will keep them forever.
So, now this Sanskrit word, repeat. Om Sarva Yoga Chitta.
Om Sarva Yoga Chitta.
Ubataya me.
Ubataya me.
Om Sarva Yoga Chitta.
Om Sarva Yoga Chitta.
Ubataya me.
Ubataya me.
Om Sarva Yoga Chitta.
Om Sarva Yoga Chitta.
Ubataya me.
Ubataya me.
These are two kinds of minds. Appear as a moon disc and vajra. Also is visualized in the heart of Lama. So from there, duplicated way.
Duplicate.
Come and absorbed in your own moon disc and vajra.
So visualize that the same as vajra and the moon disc at the heart of the guru comes forth, replicas comes forth to you and they dissolve into the vajra and the moon disc at your heart, thereby stabilizing the moon and the vajra at your heart, the two bodhicittas.
Om Surya De Samaya Tamo Goze De Medaya Da Sogamo Om Surya De Samaya Tamo Goze De Medaya Da Sogamo Om Surya De Samaya Tamo Goze De Medaya Da Sogamo Om Surya De Samaya Tamo Goze De Medaya Da Sogamo Om Surya De Samaya Tamo Siddhi Bhadra Yata So Khan. That is the Sangha Chö, Sangshi Pepe Tukuris. That is the Sangha Dhamma.
Yes. Next is instructing the disciples to keep this secret, the secrecy of Tantra, tantric practice. Now imagine that the eastern door or the gate of the mandala is being opened, and then you are let into it, into the mandala.
That kingo halia, lunga yisung chacha babacheche.
And so please repeat these mantras, imagining that you are making prostrations with your body, speech and mind to the deities of the mandala.
Om namate dedida
hya 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 and touch your crown.
Om namate hum.
Please repeat om namate hum. Touch
your throat. Om namame hum.
Om namame hum.
Om namo namahum.
And touch your heart. Namo om namo namahum.
Oh, yeah. Jinjibishu. That then, Tamzu Sungu, any yeshiva, dala avrona sachi. Yeshiva chilo narana sachi.
And then next is requesting the Guru to shower upon us the blessings of the three Samaya, Vayuha Raja Tantra.
That address of Tebe, and Lama Tamzu Sungu to Seve, and it took a mimile versetu, took a dimile versetu, and Yasada Jabba Tamja, and Tuba Tamzu Sungu, and
And then imagine that rays of light emit from the dream syllable at the heart of the Guru and go out into the ten directions, thereby invoking the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the ten directions, and then the blessings of the three Samaya Vaihuha Raja. God deity comes forth. I mean, blessings come in the form of the body, speech, and mind of the three Samaya Vayuha Raja Tantra, and they dissolve into you.
So
please hold the flower that you have been given in your hand. And imagine that you are offering this garland of flower to the deities of the mandala.
Now Rajiv now acting like representative of the old people. He now throw the flower in mandala. So
when I say the mantra,
I say the mandala, all you see repeat after me. So meantime you visualize. I think firstly the Rajiv sort of the shine head. You see the mandala very bright like. Then. Then when mantra repeat, then this your flower, you see, throw with motivation the five jnana buddhas, Berozana, Akyobe, Jana Sambhava, Amitabhava, Amoghasthita, see, according your sort of condition of now here, including physical condition or mental condition, your sort of dakaza rik.
Now, your whichever lineage you belong.
Oh, lineage. So, what lineage? The deity, you see, your flower should kasoda fell on that, like that. So, that's the idea. No, remember when she was so. Om Beza Patigan, Om Beta, Om Pertisa Bazar Ho.
Please say this mantra, Om Pertisa Bazar Ho.
Pertisa Bazar Ho. True, true. In center, Berzana. Thank you, thank you. So, on but again, the most of the man bala, some of the most of the Shijumato, but Jesus soon shay. Now, the flower put on your crown. Tenema raised the chicta, Dizma Chunin, but did you toss or somebody? She guessed him corner, want to pay a children, I'm jig, shirt, a pencil, somebody.
And so imagine when, that you are now wearing a garland of flower on your head, and then from these flowers, imagine nectar and then rays of light coming down and entering your body, thereby purifying yourself with all the of all the negativities, and also increasing your wisdom to see what is right from wrong, in order to serve others.
Yeah. Please
remove the blindfold.
The red cloth. Remove now. So visualize now, as soon as you see the cloth, remove. Then visualize you saw the five deities, and particularly the Buddha Shakyamuni, and then whole also the mandala. No. Visualize like that. Okay. That gives you. That dine. Now this is the kasoda. The
So with this, we are done with the parts related to entering the mandala. And then, having entered the mandala, then you're going to the actual process of initiation starts here. You're going to receive two different initiations. One is a water initiation, and which is for the purpose of attaining the Dharmakaya, and then the next initiation is crown initiation for Rupakaya form of Buddha.
Hmm? Oh yeah. Sāshī bhajī chūshī mētā tāṁ rīśolī shīngī te jebhati sāñjī shīngtā mīrī rūpī nāmbdā shīngmā jāvāshī yedāṁ kūrī rāna mētā lākā nēyā tāyā mē tā nūpū sū jāshī tā ngāli yā yīnī tī chūhā kūrū nā sātā vērī.
So first we make a request to the guru to give us the water initiation.
Changju Doja Sanjela,
Changju
Doja
Sanjela,
Changji Doja
Sanjela,
Changji Doja
Sanjela,
Changji Doja Sanjela, Changji Doja Sanjela, Changji Doja Sanjela, Changji Doja Sanjela, Changji Doja Sanjela, Changji Doja Sanjela, Changji Doja Sanjela, Changji Doja Sanjela, Changji Doja Sanjela, any Jan Tande in Tadagi Chuan Kusu Yamanashua.
Now imagine that the
other Tungi Kongoria, Tungi Kong, any Tungi Dogwe Sungnum, any other Kazachuti, Tuatum, Tuatum Sungulia, and as for Sajor Stephen Dars.
And so again, you need to go through the meditation on emptiness here. And so meditate on emptiness, and then from within that empty meditation on emptiness, the perceived object of the mind meditating on emptiness transforms into yourself as the Buddha, Tri Samaya Vayu Raja.
Oh yeah. 당연 더버게도 모치신다. 수수와 나와서 이제 좀 더 하지 좀 공부도 뭐 좀 뭐 그냥 뭐 나와 이제 이제 뭐 이제 이제 그 어떻게 다 뭐 대녀 되면 저는 뭐 와지 좀 나라 좀 나면 이제 뭐 이제 뭐 이거 거는 이제 뭐 이제 이제 그 이제 뭐 그래서 뭐 이제 뭐 이제 좀 뭐 나가 뭐 이제 좀 소지 소로 어서 셔다 빼지신 되는 지된 게 뜻이 좀 뭐 오 이제 이제 뭐 뜻이 뭐 뭐 이제 이제 뭐 저로 와 그 나는 뭐 저거 다 전선을 된 게 남버셔 Dharma de sara sara suma bala hasa hasa tata gana gana maam bala rajani rajani zura zura nasa kare sa omuni muni maamani 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 sa mentala sa bori bori dawa kala sa abhi kisa omuni sawata takata abhi kisa omuni sawata takata dawa kala sa abhi kisa mi Almost what I got the mental subway was a puzzle collage every case on me. Oh, Mr. Udaka, every case of Hunsora data are hung. That diggy, Chuan, Gurney, any Simguibe, Numo, but the Shishetibo, Tada, the Jaya, Nubasha, and in Jew Chugudria, Nubasha, so Samasha. Bangotu, Chugudria, Nubasha, so Samasha.
So with this initiation, the water initiation, as you receive it, imagine that it leaves a strong, very powerful imprint in your mind to overcome the negative emotions and the residual stains, so that you are able to attain the Dharmakaya.
No, yeah. That in the wall of Timsu Sabasha, so from
that. And next, imagine that the initiating deities dissolve into you as well.
Sure. Almost what the Aragon Bond, the Bibi, the Logan, get the new, they shut up with this almost all. That the Gini, the Chuan Toche.
So with this you have, we are completed, we are done with the water initiation.
Saji, but you should have a mother's own
medal offering for the next
year. The good of the Shiba is a medal lock on Nea Daya me. Mazan, or it? That's from the Chuchu Doja Sanjala.
Please, Chichin
to the Zawada, Taja of the Tavish, Nanga Doja Tenda,
So imagine that the initiators are
invoked
and asked to
control the initiation.
So
And so just as this crown is touched on your head, imagine that your understanding and insight into emptiness is enhanced and made more profound. And so through this, imagine that you are left with an imprint, a powerful imprint for attaining the Rupakaya form of Buddha.
Mm.
And then imagine that the initiation deities, the deities conferring initiation upon you, dissolve into you, and you are also adorned with the five Buddha family crown.
Oh, yeah.
With this, the entire initiation of the Tri Samayava Yuvaraja is completed.
That you want to me, that the Chisholm Tomba Toyo in Zane, Nataki Shiagi, Chisholm Chick Zodunda, and Nishadi Chick Pashamache. And that Toshishu, Nirishindu, Tuni Komiada, and Chanjusum Komiada, that is already. Any to be Suma.
So since you have received Bodhisattva vows, what you need to know is it's important to that you know about the 18 major, 18 root downfalls, and then there's 46 minor precepts of bodhisattvas. And having taken this initiation and bodhisattva vows, then the main practice that you should emphasize are the cultivation of bodhicitta, this altruistic intention, and also understanding of emptiness. And then sometimes you could also recite the mantra of Buddha Shakyamuni, Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Swaha.
Yeah. Now finished.
This Thanksgiving mandala offering.
Now lecture about Buddhism this year, now in Delhi, now completed. Now I'm looking forward next year. And then I wish, you see, within 1 year, I think you should develop some sort of inner strength. Mm. Okay. Then it is, it is quite useful. It's easier. Our spiritual sort of experience, the higher, yeah. higher. Otherwise, you see, the 1,000 time initiation. Here, remains zero, and not much helpful.